Arizona had a dry and warm winter, which didn't bring much snow to the mountains. Now NOAA's spring weather outlook shows that all of Arizona has at least a 50% chance of seeing drought conditions develop or worsen through the end of spring. A drought outlook like this one is produced by looking at the current state of dryness mixed with what's anticipated. Phoenix National Weather Service Office meteorologist Jordan Heil says for us, this means little precipitation and more warmth.
For Arizona and much of the Southwest, it's kind of a persistence story. And what I mean by that is more of the same, right? We've had the dry, we've had the warm, and overall those trends are favored into the spring months.
Meanwhile, monsoon season awaits Arizona in the next 6 months or so. The Climate Prediction Center shows that south central Arizona will likely see near normal or even above average precipitation during July through September. Most of the country could see a hot and dry summer under La Nina conditions, and if that's the case in Arizona, says Heil, the monsoon could actually be triggered earlier than normal.
That would be the hope, right? Because if we can get some of that rain going, we could dent the drought a little bit. But of course, you don't want it to come too fast and furious like we had last summer at causing a catastrophic flooding conditions in some parts of Arizona.
Evan Liss, Cronkite News.